I want to cover this right quick. I was just listening to an interview with David Icke, and I know a lot of people feel some sort of way about David Icke, whether you like him or not. But he touched on a subject that, you know, something I've been looking at, and that is the connection to this artificial intelligence and the digital currency, right? And he brought up a good, really, really good point, is that once this digital currency, you know, the CBDCs and all of that is mandated, right? Once they crash the economy, and he didn't say this in these words, but I'm saying it. You will not be able to protest against the government. And the point that he brought out was, I believe he was saying in China, like, for example, if you get a ticket, you know, let's say, you know, they claim that you ran a red light or you made a wrong turn, and you want to dispute it, you can't dispute it if all of the currency is digital, because they can automatically take it out of your account immediately, right? So the point that he was making was that at the moment, if they were to try to push these 15-minute cities, and let's say you go outside of your restrictive area, or you've left that area for too many times within a month, because that's eventually what's going to happen with these 15-minute smart cities. Okay? It's going to start off as a good thing, and, you know, oh, you got everything, it's convenient, it's only 15 minutes away, whether you're walking or biking or whatever. But what he was saying is that eventually it's going to come to a place, it's going to come to a point where you're going to have to ask for permission. And you've heard me say this before. You're going to have to ask for permission to leave your restricted area or your 15-minute area. And of course, they're going to use climate change. They're going to say, oh, no, you're driving too much. You know, you can only drive your vehicle X amount of times per month outside of this restricted area, right? But how do you get people to comply to that? Well, you have to do it financially. Now, at the moment, if they were to try to do that, if they were to try to push that or force that on the masses, right, people will say, the hell with that, and they'll protest that. They'll protest against that, and they will have to drop that. Sort of like the, you know, the mandated vaccines of 2021, right? People stood up against it and fought against it. You had the Canadian truckers, and you had massive protests, even though they tried not to cover it in the news. And a lot of you people didn't even know these protests were happening, but they were happening. And you had enough people quitting their jobs, especially in the police force, fire departments. You know, you had military people that held out, would not take it. So people were able to fight against these mandates. They probably had money set aside or money saved up, or they were able to survive somehow, right? But what happens when all the currency worldwide is digital? It's all digital. And if people say, well, it's digital now. No, what I'm talking about, there's no cash. It's not people just don't use cash as much as they used to, as it is now. I'm talking about there's no cash. There's no option. and they just pluck it right out of your account. You know, as soon as they say that you, oh, you made a wrong turn, boom, it's straight out of your account where you don't get a chance to protest. And that was the point that he made, and it's a great point that you can see, if you step back and look at it, you can see how all of this is tied in together. And what I've been saying, especially over the past year, it's been a frustrating year, by the way. That's why I haven't done as many shows. I'm going to try to get back to it. Just try to ignore the BS and social media and these stupid-ass news outlets, because they're all talking about the same damn thing over and over again. All you hear about is this goddamn war and, you know, just stupid shit. And, no, you know, this irrelevant. Irrelevant topics. Because the most important topics, you would think, would be the economy, the crash of the economy, which is happening right before your eyes. And they're pretending like, oh, no, no, no. Everything's, you know, one week the market's up. One next week the market's down. Oh, yeah. They're playing that game with you. But then also, artificial intelligence is taking over jobs. You can see it. And they're reporting it. They're putting it right in your face, right into these articles. But you notice alternative media is not really covering it. You know what they're covering? The damn wars. Even these people like Alex Jones, he spent all damn day talking about, oh, we're going to go into World War III. The World War III is going to be financial. That's why artificial intelligence is taking over the jobs. Like I've said before, say it again, the whole point is to get you out of the workforce, because even work is slavery, but to a certain degree. But still, even with that, the whole point is to make it so you're no longer needed. They want you confined to your little 15-minute smart cities where you will have to ask for permission to leave. You're allotted a certain amount of times per month to leave that smart city, that 15-minute zone, or however they do it. And they're going to tie in climate change with that. But what's really important, and David Icke made the connection, what's really important is to understand where digital currency comes into play. Eliminating cash. And people say, oh, gold and silver. I'm not even sure that's even going to matter. I know that's a controversial topic as well, but I'm not sure. You know, I think they're going to really go all digital with everything. And that would, you know, and that's the point is, you know, once they do that, you don't have no way to avoid these draconian measures, these draconian laws that they're going to put into place. It's going to be much different from the vaccine mandates. People aren't going to be able to push back. You know, they just boom, wipe your stuff out. And what are you going to do? You go to Starbucks. They're not taking cash. I know not in D.C. They're not taking cash. Whole Foods, they're not taking cash. And the thing is, you might say, well, those are just woke companies. No, this whole woke stuff, look, it doesn't matter. Like David Icke said, and I must agree with him on this, these two things are happening at once. Advanced artificial intelligence, or what do they call it, super artificial intelligence? I think, what is it, SAI, something like that? Taking over the work field, the workforce, excuse me. as well as devaluing the dollar. They're going to crash it all. The whole system's going to, and they're doing it while you're asleep, while you're not paying attention. Right? And you could, I don't know, you could see an internet blackout. And when it comes back online, everything's digital. Everything. There'll be no more cash. They might not use the virus as an excuse this time around. They might, they could run that play. They could say it is this virus and money is dirty, you know, cash is dirty. The only way to ensure that this virus isn't spread even more is to eliminate cash altogether. But I do believe when there's an internet blackout, when that happens, if that happens, depending on the globalist New World Order game plan, like I said, I'll say it again, they always have their cards. They have multiple. People think they're just, you know, we get distracted with one thing after another. No, they have many cards that they can play. But the big one is financial. Financial and the food. Control, he who controls the food controls the people. Period. Point blank, period. And you don't, and people aren't living out on farms anymore. And they bought out all the farmers. Not all of them, but, you know, a great percentage of them. And guess who owns the most farmland in America? Bill Gates. Bill Gates owns the most farmland in America. So you see where this is going. They're going to close in. No Way Out is what it's called. No Way Out. New World Order. NWO. No Way Out. That's the game plan going towards 2030. They don't want a repeat of 2020 because, like I said, 2020, 2021, that was really just a test run to see how people would react and see what they need to tighten up on. Collect that data, get that information, see what they can do to stop or restrict your potential, you know, to stop the potential of an uprising. And the best way to do that is through the food and through finance. Destroy the economy. If there's an internet blackout and that thing comes back up online, everything's going to be all digital. And what they're probably going to do is allot you a certain amount of money, right? Now, imagine this. Now, think like how they think. They crash the economy. All of these banks go under because you got these major banks going. You know, there's a lot of playing around with that. When it comes back online and they say, look, you know, everyone's bank account has been wiped. We're going to allot you X amount of money, digital currency, whatever they want to call it, whatever the name of it is going to be. Could be XRP, could be whatever. You either take this or you starve. People are going to take it. Not everyone. You're going to see protests, but I guarantee you there'll be enough people to take it for their liking. I'm just thinking out loud. Not saying this would happen per se. This isn't a, I'm just thinking out loud. I'm thinking like how they think. Okay? There'll be enough people for their liking. And you can say, no, that won't happen. Yeah, it will happen. If they allot a certain amount of money to people, UBI style, you know, universal basic income, I guarantee you a lot of people will take it. And then they will put pressure on individuals saying, well, everyone else is taking it. You haven't taken it, and you're holding up the system. You're hurting the system by not taking it. The same way they put pressure on people to take the vax, to take the shot, 2021. Remember, they kept saying, we would go back to normal if everyone would just take the shot. Stop being a conspiracy theorist and just take the shot. And they were saying the people that are around you that haven't taken a shot, they're holding up progress. Remember they were saying that? They were likening people that didn't take the shot to murderers. See, you've forgotten. You've forgotten, but see, this is why I'm here, to remind you. They were comparing people that did not take the shot to people like Hitler. You were responsible for killing grandma and grandpa. Remember that narrative that they were pushing? First, it started with the mask and the gloves. If you don't wear your mask, you're responsible for killing grandma. Guilt tripping people. That's how they put pressure on a lot of people. And they're going to do the same thing with this digital currency. Right? This one world government currency, whatever it's going to be. There's a lot of speculation. A lot of people saying it's going to be XRP. Some people, you know, of course, you got the CBDCs and whatever. You got Fed now. But I'm just thinking out loud. This is going to be the way that they're going to stop any sort of uprising or any sort of pushback, right? They're going to push back the pushback before you can even begin to push back. Get what I'm saying? And 2020 was nothing but a test run. They got the data. They got the information. They know how many people are going to do as they're told willfully, how many people are going to hold out for a certain amount of time, but then eventually they'll give up. And how many people are going to stick it out and absolutely not and never comply? They have the information. They have their data. They got exactly what they wanted out of the pandemic. They got exactly what they wanted because that was the test run for the big one. The digital currency, the elimination of cash, and absolute digital currency is key. Not just your credit card. Not just your bank card, debit card. I'm talking about absolute, you know, whatever system that they're going to have in place where they can just pew, take it out right away. That's what the Fed now and all of that, you know, the federal government getting involved with your transactions. That's what that's all been set up for. So like I said, they say that you ran a red light, pew, get taken out immediately. They read your plate, boom, you get, you know, it's taken out immediately. You don't get to say, oh, well, I'm not paying that. You know, you can go to the court as of now. You can go to the court and say, I dispute this. I won't pay. You can't do that once this new digital system is in place and you have the federal government involved directly in your transactions. So I hope you get what I'm trying to say. I hope that makes sense. So anyway, it was just something that was on my mind, something that I heard David Icke say, and it made a lot of sense to me, and I can see them running that play. So scientists have now developed technology that can replay your dreams in video sequence. This is coming from the History of Yesterday. .com. It says researchers have developed a device that will play back your dreams in video sequence. It says imagine being able to watch your dreams like a movie, reliving the fantastical landscapes, characters, and experiences that unfold during the realm of sleep. In a groundbreaking development, researchers in Japan have developed a revolutionary device capable of recording and playback dreams in vivid video sequences. Yeah, so again, the technology, I say this all the time, the technology that they have is far more advanced than what they will admit to you. A lot of what you see in the movies, and you people should know this by now, A lot of what you see in the movies is true. You know, a lot of this science fiction stuff is true. They already have the technology available to you. So they're just letting you know what they're capable of doing in this article. And I believe that they're already messing with people's minds. Because that's really what this comes down to. It comes down to the mind control. And that's what the scientists, whether you want to call them, you know, Nazi scientists or whatever, people get mad. It's a controversial thing. But anyway, mind control is very important to the powers that be. Because if you can control a person's mind, you can control their body. You don't have to tell someone where to go and what to do if you can control their mind. And ultimately, what it comes down to is that the powers that be believe that you people are not smart enough to think for yourself. And I have to say, looking back over the past however many years, I'd say at least a decade that I've been podcasting, I have to agree with the powers that be. They are absolutely correct. But they did do a good job of dumbing down people and people allowing themselves to be dumbed down. But mind control is what this, I guess you can say, elitist class. That's one of the very, that is so important to them. Controlling your mind, controlling your thoughts. And you've heard me say this many times before. But it says here, in a groundbreaking development, researchers in Japan have developed a revolutionary device capable of recording and playback dreams in vivid video sequences. This article delves into the fascinating world of dreams. Dream exploration and the cutting edge technology behind this innovative device, drawing upon the insights from the article. Japanese researchers develop a device that can play back your dreams. And I believe that this technology has been around way longer than, you know, just now, you know, just 2023. I guarantee you that NSA has been playing around with this technology for who God knows how long. What is that movie? Minority Report or whatever, where they could predict what the criminal is going to do. They could arrest the criminal before he commits the crime. And the excuse they're going to use to invade the privacy of your mind will be to protect you, right? Because peace and safety is always about peace and safety with these people. That's their main go-to. Oh, we're doing this to protect you. We're not doing this because we have anything nefarious up our sleeves. No, we're doing this. We're invading your privacy. Just look at how they invade your privacy now. Just look. Look at how they invade your privacy now. And just understand that they're going to use those same tactics, talking points, as an excuse to invade your mind, the privacy of your mind, which they're already doing without telling you. They're already reading your thoughts. They're already planting thoughts in your head without you knowing it. Okay, there's a reason, and I've mentioned this before. Some people are noticing and some people aren't. You will think a thought to yourself And then you get on your damn smartphone and there's an ad with the very thing that you were thinking about, or a video about what you were thinking about. Some people are paying attention. Some people, their conscious is, you know, they is high enough for them to catch it. And some people are just, you know, la 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 la, they, you know, lollygag. They don't pay attention to anything. But there's been some very intelligent people that have brought this out. And for a long time, I was not. This has been happening to me since, I want to say at least maybe 2009. And then it got ramped up as the years went by. Matter of fact, I'm wrong. Really 2003. It was when I was in the military. I've spoken to this before. The joke was I would say something and then whatever I said out of my mouth, it would happen. That was a running joke among me and my fellow airmen. So there's something going on. These people are hiding information, hiding their advanced technology, keeping people dumbed down and caught up in the bread and circuses. And yes, they can mind control people to commit nefarious acts. That has been brought out as well. You know, you get someone under some kind of mind control, whether it be MK Ultra or some other advanced mind control, and get them to carry out a terrorist attack. And you might say, well, why would they do that? Well, there you go. You got to create a problem in order to bring about the solution. Right? So in this article, they're telling you that they can replay your dreams. And you just got to let that sink in, because I think that now we live in a world where people just, they hear, you know, you read an article like this, or someone brings out an article like this, or they bring out this type of information, and people just go, oh, okay, that's interesting, and then they keep it moving, and they forget about it. But no, let it sink in. Let it sink in, so you know what you're dealing with. This is an invasion of your mind. They're already doing it. I guarantee you, they have your brain waves hooked up somewhere and they're reading your thoughts. Everyone. And you might say, well, how can they do that and just sit there and monitor everyone? There's billions of people on the planet. It may not be every single person on the planet. They will get to that point. But I guarantee you, there's a select number of people that they have targeted in that fashion. You need to look up targeted individuals. Targeted individuals. Look that up. Who the you can say that whatever agency they target certain individuals and monitor them. Sometimes they gang stalk them. But anyways, see if there's more to this article that I want to get to. I want to get to this part of the article. It says here, by integrating brain imaging techniques with sophisticated algorithms, scientists have made significant strides in decoding the visual content of dreams, leading to the creation of a device capable of rendering dreams into video sequences. So there you have it, man. Like, it's all about mind control. And once again, I'll say it again. I wish I had the clip. I would play it. One of the representatives of the World Economic Forum last year stated that, you know, they will have the technology available where they will be able to read your thoughts. Your brain waves will be hooked up to the internet and they will read your thoughts. By the way, they're already doing it. They're just telling you that they're going to do it. So it's not a shock. And that goes back into that lesser magic that I'm always talking about, that lesser magic where they tell you what they're going to do before they do it. Because I do know this, that the part of the, what you call them, Satanists, Luciferians, you know, these secret societies, the occult, regardless of what their names are, what they believe in, because they do have different beliefs. But one thing they do believe in is they believe, I'm saying that this, let me make this clear, they believe in the karma of what they call the universe. And they feel as though they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That way no bad karma comes on them. Okay, so like for example, what's a good example? I'll use the shot, right? Well, they told you in advance, you don't realize it, but they told you in advance what was going to happen with that. Okay, now if you took it anyway, that's on you. Okay, so what happens to you is your responsibility at that point. So they get you. This is why they have to push propaganda and brainwashing to get you to go along with their agenda, with their programming. They have to get you to go along with it because they don't want any bad karma. See, they feel like they can go to their gods or whatever it is that they believe in and say that they're justified in doing what they've done. That's their belief. So sometimes the trick comes in this fashion where people will say, well, if they're really doing these things and they really have these, why would they come out and tell us? Well, the point is to tell you in advance so that they can feel justified and not get that karma on them. They can say, look, we told these people what was going to happen. They signed on to it. It's like signing a contract. Just think about it like this in a universal form. It's like signing a bad contract. Like these rappers, they sign a, or not rappers, but musicians, you know, these pop stars, rappers, whatever it might be, they sign a bad contract. Well, guess what? You take it to court, they can complain all they want to. They can say, well, you know, this isn't right. This, you know, they're cheating me out of money. Well, guess what? You signed the contract, and that's how they feel. You know, we told you what was in the shot. You took it anyway. We told you that there was a risk for this and a risk for that, but you took it anyway. You see? And the same thing comes with their draconian laws. You know? For example, you know, with the whole transgender thing, you know, you had men going into women's bathrooms identifying as a woman. And you know, there was this one lady, she went crazy because she was at a spa. I think she was at a spa. And this man, not even transitioned or anything, he just walked in there. Like, I identify as a woman. And she went off. She went crazy. Well, guess what? You know, hey, we told you that these laws would be put into place, you know, told you in advance. So there you go. That's how that works. So saying that to say this, they're putting this information out there knowing that you're not going to look into it. You enjoy your bread and your circus and your entertainment. That's all you care about. And meanwhile, they get to invade your privacy, of the privacy of your mind. Now, you can't even sleep without the powers that be messing with your mind. They're invading your sleep. They want, like I said, they want to be God on earth. Let me see. Is there more in this article that I want? Here. According to the article, Japanese researchers develop a device that can play back your dreams. Let me see. It says the dream recording device employs functional magnetic resonance. Excuse me. I just typed over this. Excuse me. Imaging, what's called fMRI, to measure brain activity and identify patterns associated with specific dream content. It says machine learning algorithms, and that's, again, the algorithms is a big thing for them. That's why they keep pushing this algorithm stuff, because it's a way of predicting your actions or how many people are into this specific subject matter or video or whatever it may be. Okay. It says machine learning algorithms then reconstruct these patterns into visual imagery, enabling the creation of dream playback videos. The device harnesses the power of deep learning and neural networks to bridge the gap between the subjective experience of dreams and the objective visual representation. It's going to be a crime to dream at one point. And, you know, this is what it's coming down to. You know, again, you need to watch these movies, you know, these dystopian future movies. They're telling you everything you need to know. It's predictive programming, but they're telling you everything you need to know. And yes, is it lesser magic? Is it lesser magic? Yes. Are they softening the blow so that when they actually pull the trigger on these things, on these events, you will be more susceptible or more likely to go along with it because you've already been pre-programmed to go along with it? You know, you've seen it before. It's called familiarity. Man, I can't talk today. Right? They want you to get familiar with this technology. That's why they put, you look back on it, you know, even as a youth, going way back, that's what all the alien movies were about. So when they bring about Project Blue Beam, you know, it won't seem so crazy to you, the idea of it. You'll be familiar. So it won't be like, oh my God. No, you'll be like, oh, well, you know, sounds about right. That's why you've been seeing all of these people like Tucker Carlson always talking about, ooh, breaking, UFO found. Is there alien, are there aliens amongst us? The government are going to create the aliens. Okay? They have already. With technology that is probably 50 years more advanced than what you have today. You think your little smartphone is advanced. It's nothing in comparison to what they have. Nothing. So whatever technology that they're going to use, you know, in the near future, it's going to be mind-blowing to you, and you will believe, a lot of you people will believe that you're being invaded by aliens, or at least that there are aliens amongst us, when it would just be some government AI, a robot or something. Okay? If they have technology to replay your dreams or play back your dreams and bring your dreams into a visual format so you can actually see your damn dream on a projection, screen somewhere. You best believe they have the technology to pull off a fake alien invasion. You best believe that.